It's time for Forward Nation Radio. Now here he is, the host of Forward Nation Radio, David Leventhal.
The ex-fiance of a former Republican presidential campaign advisor has accused him of forcing her to sign a five-page contract to be his slave and property, requiring her to wear a collar and always be naked. We at Forward Nation Radio ask, there's no place for this guy in the Trump administration? Welcome to Forward Nation Radio with me, David Leventhal. Thanks for joining us on today's show. I think some stuff happened with Russia. And Sleaze Watch continues, but first, a hello and a goodbye. We welcome to the world Reese Nolan Leventhal. Grow up quickly, Reese. There's a picture, I hope, that we have of Reese Nolan Leventhal that is not Reese Nolan Leventhal because we cannot afford his fees. But welcome to the world, grow up quickly and fix things. We also have a sad goodbye to share. Paul Ryan apparently will not be running for re-election. That's not the sad part. The sad part is apparently he's still planning on serving out his term. But Paul, what does this mean, Paul Ryan? This is, if it's not unprecedented, it's pretty damn close that the Speaker of the House of Representatives does not run for re-election.
So much winning.
So much. Trump is just, they are so getting tired of winning. That's a good point. Obviously, the Speaker of the House is one of the first to say, I'm so tired of winning, I can't do it anymore. So he's not running for re-election. Somewhat the good news, in fact, entirely the good news, is that he's not running for re-election. Because while the rest of us speculate about how big the blue wave is going to be later this year, apparently, Republican leadership has decided that it is going to be a tsunami. And Paul Ryan, already facing a challenge from the right, figures that no matter how gerrymandered his seat is, no matter how powerful he is in his district, when he has to run to the right to make sure he fends off a primary challenge from a Neanderthal Trump supporter, that he may actually lose in the general election, even in a safe seat. So people are expecting that this will lead to a wave, another wave of Republican leaders, Republican Congress people, saying that they are bowing out for 2018. Why don't they all just quit? Let's hang out and relax for 8 months and then have an election. How about that? Anyway, other big news, considering people who are leaving, well, Michael Cohen may be leaving, and not to a good place. I assume that most of you have heard that the FBI has executed a search warrant on Trump's personal lawyer's home, office, hotel room, and I think a couple of public restrooms that he's used over the last couple of months. This is kind of big news, but the bigger news, of course, well, this is such big news, I think we need to go to the White House for its response here. And boy, I hope this works. Okay, those of you who can see this at home, we have Donald Trump sitting with his brain trust. No, seriously. This is what passes for the Trump administration brain trust. These are the people leading America. That's Mo in the middle, Larry on the left, and I'm pretty sure that's not Curly on the right. That's got to be Shemp, because Curly has too much gravitas for John Bolton. Those are the three stooges for my younger viewers. This is our so-called brain trust. Donald Trump, the guy who believes that Jesus wants him to be president and asked him to run. And the guy who hasn't met anything he hasn't wanted to blow up. Let's proceed. Okay. They broke into the office? There's a couple things worth talking about here. This is the President of the United States. Notice the use of the word they, the use of the other sounding word they. Who is they? U.S. law enforcement agencies, the FBI. They, the other, broke into. Could somebody get the President of the United States a pocket constitution? I have one. I'd sell it to him cheap. I got it for free in Philadelphia. Somebody give the man a constitution and then show him how search warrants work. It's a total witch hunt. This isn't necessarily what the founders of Salem had in mind, where they were hunting supposedly actual witches. Again, they. The witch hunt? It's all Trump appointees. You would think this is Hillary Clinton's staff doing this, but it's not. The three principals involved here are all Trump appointees. The people who sought the warrant, executed the warrant, etc. Those that aren't are Republicans, like the special counsel. And yet this is a witch hunt. Because in Trump land, a witch hunt means you might actually be held accountable for your criminal misbehavior. Why are many of us so excited about what's going on? And I make no bones about it. This is really exciting news. I have been reminded over the last few days, as miserable as I've been for the last year and a half at the prospects of what's going to happen to the United States of America, much of my anger, my disappointment, my sadness was all about the fact that once again, the wrong people are winning. We want justice, most of us. We want to believe there's fairness in the world, especially those of us with a legal background. Many of us were drawn to the law, the idea of promoting justice and fairness. The Trump election signified the worst, the most despicable human beings on the planet rising to the top. He wasn't draining the swamp. The swamp, the shit in the swamp was just rising to the surface. And we wanted to believe that there was some possibility for justice. Because Trump and people like him, i.e. his administration and his cabinet, have spent their entire lives being responsible for nothing. We started talking about this a little bit over the last couple of weeks' shows, about responsibility and what that means to wealthy people. Responsibility means poor people need to eat protein pellets. Rich people get to commit criminal acts without having to worry about the repercussions. Well, Trump might have to worry about the repercussions. Witch hunt? This is a good time to also point out that everybody close to Trump has been indicted, pled guilty, and/or is cooperating with the special counsel. It's not a witch hunt. Well, maybe it is. If it's a witch hunt, everybody's a witch. Mostly, it's not a witch hunt if everybody really is guilty. Trump surrounds himself with so many criminals that if Trump had a dog, does Trump have a dog? I doubt it. If Trump had a dog, it would be illegally on his head. I thought that was a ferret. If Trump had a dog, it would be illegally shitting in the neighbor's lawns. It's not a witch hunt if you're actually guilty. Okay. We've given over a million pages of documents to the special counsel. Okay, this is a red herring. We've talked about reasoning fallacies in the past. This is a red herring. Okay, this is the guy who says, I told you all kinds of good things I've done over the last year. Why are we talking about that rape I committed? You may have given millions of documents, but of course, apparently, you haven't given the ones that incriminate you and your attorney. We're supposed to believe everything's good because he turned over some documents. We're talking about a lot of serious things. I love when Trump does this, and he does this every time he speaks. You know, we got a lot of serious things. We're really thinking, working on some important stuff. This is this literally, well, not literally, figuratively, the man is going, I've got my big boy pants on. Look at me, Mom. I can be serious too. Look at me. We're being serious. You're the president of the United States. We kind of take for granted that you should be working on serious stuff. Now, the greatest fighting force in the world, in the history of the world, why is it that Republicans, well, at least Trump supporters, always have to compare the size of their phalluses? If it's not guns, it's the military. We could beat the shit out of you. Look how big we are. Look how many bombs we can drop. Why do we have to kiss the military's ass every time we open our mouths? Constantly. The witch hunt is constantly going on for over 12 months now. You know what else we call that? We call that a criminal investigation. That's what we call that. And surprisingly, in a criminal investigation, the people being investigated aren't always so quick to cooperate. Obviously, you know, not as quick as you've been, Donald. Okay, here's some of the big ones. First of all, it's a disgrace. He believes that. He believes that because here is a man who has spent his entire life engaging in criminal behavior, unfair behavior, intimidating behavior, and getting away with it. So it is a disgrace that he may actually be held to account. More importantly than that, of course, is that this is an attack on our country. L'état, c'est moi. Okay, the second time I got to use my French in the last couple of months. What are you, Louis the 14th? You are not the state. Get over it. You are not the state. You work for the state. Once again, get this man a pocket constitution. You need to read it and understand what your role is and what the role of other people is. Lastly, when you say this is an attack on our country, I just want to be sure, which country are we talking about here? The United States? Or the one you've apparently been working for the last 14 months, Russia. Which country are we attacking? Of course, the special counsel and other people might argue that the attack on this country is being perpetrated by you, indebted to Russia, unwilling to promote the interests of the American public, unable to call out a true attack against this country. An attack on U.S. elections, on U.S. democracy. You being the one person in the country who can't come out and say this was bad. That's an attack on the country. September 11th was an attack on the country. And the New York Times editorial this week, not necessarily today, but this week, reminds us that after the September 11th attacks, your response, Mr. Love of the Country, was to brag about the size of your building. Wrongly brag about the size of your building. by the way. Attack on our country, and you're outraged? With all due respect, Mr. President, go fuck yourself. Unfair. Again, the word that's used by somebody who's lived a life of special privilege his entire life. Anytime he doesn't automatically get his way without any accountability, that's unfairness. No, Mr. President, unfairness is how much money you have while 21 or 22% of American children live in poverty, where children don't know where their next meal is going to come from. You know what's unfair, Mr. President? People who don't have access to health care, you son of a bitch. People who are going to lose their health care because you criminal piece of shit decide that you're going to take it away from them so you could have a little bit more. But this is unfair. Okay, I saw a reporter, you know, one of those reporters, who's not necessarily on my side, not necessarily a fan of mine. What meaning does that have? It has no meaning at all. It was probably Sean Hannity. And it was probably when he was drying the side of his mouth, Mr. President, while you were with him. Okay, spoke to some reporter who's not necessarily a fan. That's really valuable. Who buys this shit, by the way? We'll talk later about Trump supporters. No collusion. That meeting that my son attended? My campaign manager? That never happened. That email that my son sent? Wow, that's great! Especially over the summer. Never happened. Again, remember, these are Trump appointees. Democrat, well, just about all either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that worked for President Obama. Democrats all, or maybe not all, maybe there was a Republican. Okay, maybe there were a couple of Republicans. Maybe there were a couple of Republicans who worked for Obama. Maybe there were a couple of Republicans who read the New York Times. Whatever, they don't count. Again, fuck does that even mean? There we go. I can tell you. I can tell you. When Trump says, I can tell you, yeah, we're done. We can turn this off. He's gotten to Hillary Clinton. I think it was Bill Maher who famously, I guess, wisely, sagely, humorously pointed out that Hillary Clinton should spend all of her time watching Fox News because it's in the Fox News universe where she's the president. And of course, Donald Trump lives in the Fox News universe. So, gee, why are they, you know, a lot of people are upset about this whole Hillary thing. Yes, Mr. Trump, your fucking moron supporters. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to say fucking morons. Your Trump supporter, Trump supporters. Some of them are outraged about this because they're told to be outraged about this, and what the hell, that works for them. That will be pretty good. But why are they not investigating Hillary? Gosh, I don't know. Maybe because they have investigated Hillary and there really wasn't anything to find there? Do you remember how the Hillary investigation gave you the election? Right before, do you remember the FBI director, you know, that Democrat who hates you, who's not a Democrat, who doesn't hate you, came out with information that torpedoed Hillary Clinton's presidential run a few days before the election? Remember that? They did investigate Hillary. Apparently, she's not a crook. Also, she's not the president. But I have a proposal that I think will make everybody happy. Can we just make Hillary the president? Seriously, Fox News will be happy because they can whine all the fucking time. You'll be happy because you'll be able to bask in your white victimhood in your gold-plated, gilded palace. What an asshole. Sorry. Anyway, speaking of assholes, Syria. Let's see, in the last few days with Syria, we've had the use of chemical weapons. Israel increasing the proxy war with Iran. And now, President Trump talking about our nice new smart missiles. Huh. If we can't make Hillary the president, maybe we could make the missiles the president. Nice, new, and smart will be such a tremendous improvement over what we've got. What's the answer in Syria? That's way above my pay grade. It beats the hell out of me. And besides, in the midst of something this traumatic and with news breaking this quickly, I'm reluctant to talk about information which is very liable to be contradicted in a couple of days. But here's a couple things that I do take out of Syria. One, look at how the positions of Republican supporters have evolved over the last few months on Syria. How have they evolved? If President Obama was for it, it was a threat to human civilization. If President Trump is for exactly the same thing, good idea. Yeah, we should go there. Good idea. If President Trump is for it today and not for it tomorrow, well, tomorrow it's not a good idea anymore. Yesterday it was. GOP views evolve along with the presidency. Hypocrites? No, that, as we've said before, implies that they actually believe in something. But this is also a reminder with Syria. I readily concede that I don't know very much about what's going on in Syria. Unfortunately, I also readily concede that I probably know as much as the President of the United States, who's probably gotten whatever he does know about Syria from Fox and Friends, who undoubtedly couldn't locate Syria on a map. I'll give you Fox and Friends people a moment to Google Syria. You might enjoy that one. This is why you need a president. We've been saying this all along. We could somewhat laugh and cry at the fact that this is a joke running the United States of America. But what happens if an actual crisis comes up? Well, maybe this is a crisis. And maybe it would be nice to have an actual leader. Donald Trump, Mike Pence, and John Bolton? This is the best your sewer has to offer? The other thing that we learned from Syria is the importance of coalitions. Much of the early talk about what we can do is all premised on the idea that we need support. If the United States acts unilaterally, nothing's going to get accomplished. It's a good thing we have a president who's such a coalition builder, who's so good at reaching out to our allies. Yeah, that was sarcasm, in case you missed that. Anyway, Sleaze Watch. Earlier this week or last week in the New York Times, former ambassador to the UN, Madeleine Albright, had an interesting op-ed talking about the threat of fascism, the rising threat of fascism around the world, and most notably in America. That's worth thinking about. It is really a scary thought right now with Syria, with Russia, bragging about your missiles. This country could be headed to war. This country could be headed to some end of democracy under so-called threat of wars. We're seeing fascism at home with the president and all of his anti-democratic tendencies. We've been talking about media and propaganda. We've been talking about Sinclair, and it's continuing to gobble up local news stations and force their local news anchors to read corporate propaganda. Well, the CEO of Sinclair famously released a letter this week saying, I don't know why everybody's upset. All this other news is filled with opinion. Stephen Colbert exists. So what is the problem with Sinclair and what they've been doing and their ilk? The first thing is the concept of hidden advertisements. Stephen Colbert lets you know who he is and where it's coming from. When your local news anchor tells you about a threat to democracy, what he doesn't tell you is that this is coming from the corporate offices of Sinclair and he's been told to read this. You don't know where it's coming from, so you don't have the same ability to evaluate its merits. The other difference, of course, is that Stephen Colbert and his ilk actually believe what they say. You may disagree with him, sometimes or a lot of times, but at least he believes it. Whereas the head of Sinclair, he's got millions and millions of dollars at stake in your believing it. Do any of you want to venture a guess as to whether he actually believes any of this? This is the idea of propaganda. That you say the same shit over and over again, and people start to believe it because they don't know any better. Or as one famous person said, it is well known that when one side only of a story is heard and often repeated, the human mind becomes impressed with it, insensibly. That was George Washington. I'll take another couple of moments so that our Fox and Friends can Google George Washington. The difference between people like those of us at Forward Nation Radio and Fox and Friends and Sinclair is you might disagree with us, but at least we don't disagree with us. We don't go home and say, wow, did you hear that shit I was peddling today? I was selling Trump steaks like crazy. Boy, are they garbage. Great thing, Trump steaks. We actually believe it, and that makes a big difference. That brings us to hashtag QAnon, which has been in the news this week, shockingly. Hashtag QAnon represents the second reason why Fox, Sinclair, and right-wing radio and conservative media exist. The first is to keep ignorant people stupid and deceive them. But QAnon reflects the other side of that coin, which is to allow people to continue to believe what they want to believe while still being able to look into the mirror. QAnon is a hashtag, it's insanity. It's bullshit. It's garbage that's made up. Sorry, Roseanne, you fucking moron. It's stupid and it's bullshit. But here's the problem. Here's why it's so important. And maybe Roseanne's not a fucking moron. She just plays one, not on TV. Maybe the problem here is, look at Trump voters. Understand the anger that motivated Trump voters. The anger at people who think they're smarter than them just because we're smarter than them. People who drive around with Hillary for prison bumper stickers. People who spend their lives angry at other people because of their lot in life. so angry that they did something so spectacularly stupid that they voted for the most unqualified and despicable human being perhaps on the planet to be president of the United States. How do you ever acknowledge that error? How do you acknowledge that anger at everybody else should have been turned inward? Hey, you're not the fucking moron. Turns out, I'm the fucking moron who's a threat to the gene pool. You can't do that. And this is especially, gotta be especially true of Trump voters who are so motivated by hostility, condescension, or even inferiority. And who so motivated by this anger at how everybody else thinks they're better than them. How do you go 1 year into the Trump administration and say, holy shit, they are better than me? You find QAnon, you find Fox News, you find Sinclair, you find blatant bullshit, and you live in a world where reality no longer has any actual meaning. Anyway, more on reality, more on sleaze watch, more on lack of responsibility next week. A lot we didn't get to. I don't know. Stuff just keeps happening so quickly. Anyway, like looking forward, go to forwardnationradio.com. That's forwardnationradio.com and get the full experience. You'll see the video from this and every episode there and on our YouTube channel as well. I don't know what it is. It's like an inferiority thing that I just have to, even though I know this, I have to take it and put it in front of me. It's like Donald Trump having to pay for sex. It's like, I might be able to do it anyway, but I know if I pay for it, it'll come out right. Sorry, should I not have segued there? Don't miss the next Forward Nation Radio podcast on Podbean at podbean.com. If you love what you heard, seriously, I have to keep doing this? Like us on Facebook. Oh, I didn't even talk about how Zuckerberg is doing his apology tour. Anyway, like us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tell your friends, spread the word. Forward Nation Radio, we hope to see you next week.
You've been listening to Forward Nation Radio with David Leventhal.